with this parlay stuff. This is, I don't know if this is...
It's kind of stressful.
Say, it is stressful. My mom one day, bless her heart, was like, I don't know if I like the betting thing. And I'm like, Mom, it's like $2. So I think we're okay. And the fact that we've essentially, I mean, I've essentially for a year and a half played with the same $50, I think we're okay.
You're all right.
I think we're all right. So, but just in case, they, FanDuel, you know, has a number on there that if you're having an issue, you can call that number. And
I think people get lost in the, you lost how much?
I know.
When I feel like making a shirt that just says, like, it was funds that I won and then lost again. It's not actual, like, money out of my account that I lost. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you deposit $50 and yes, over a year, you get it up to $400.
Yeah.
And then you place a $50 bet and it loses. You didn't lose $50.
No.
Now, maybe that's spoken like a true
you lost house
Gamblers
money.
Gamblers Anonymous.
You lost house money, right?
Right, right.
I mean, my account, I think, got up to 300 once. No, I got over 300 once. And it's been as low as, like, $1.10. And you guys were here with me the night it was $1.10, and then we just went crazy on trying to. So we just kind of, you know, we do our thing. So again, that Cubs parlay, just in case you want to do this with us. And
you have 4 minutes.
If anybody else, you know, if anybody has an issue with this, you can let us know. But this is kind of fun. We're going to do this on occasion.
Well, issues, you can let us know, but recommendations also. We got yes, a couple minutes if you've got a play of your own.
We like the Cubs. We're good on the Cubs one. We need some recommendations on the Cardinals.
Yes.
Because I think what we're doing here is we're all scuffling trying to figure out. We made the decision that all three of us have to be on board with it. So if I was kind of popular on Lorenzo Cain getting a hit tonight, but I know you guys were a little bit iffy on it, so that takes him out, and I'm good with that. I'm totally good with that. But, yeah, we could use some on the Cards. But real quick, and we're going to get to Brad Underwood here, but Brad's like, thanks, man. You're doing your betting before me. We've got Bieber striking out over 9.5, so he's got to get 10 Ks or more. Al Zelaya to strike out at least 5. We're going the under on the game in terms of runs, under 8.5. So 4-3, we're in good shape. 4-4, I'm kidding. And then we have 0 runs being scored in the first and second inning on this Cubs game. So that's your Cubs parlay. You still got a couple of minutes to play it. And then we will work on, you know, I say this as we talk about betting. I just saw the other day ESPN hired a girl strictly for betting.
Yes.
Like, this is a thing now. Well, I mean, it
has been. Daily Wager is a show that they have.
it's out there. And this is, a lot of people are doing this. So, all right, so we'll continue to work on this Cardinals one. What we're thinking of doing is just money lining the Cardinals game with maybe 2 or 3 other games.
And there are 2 on ESPN tonight.
Oh.
If you want.
Yankees and Rays, right?
It has exposure.
Okay. What's the other one? Yanks, Rays, and
Mariners, Dodgers.
Ooh.
Wait, that's MLB Network, actually. But still, okay. Most people can get that.
Yeah. I'd have to be up till midnight, which means I'd see the first inning of that one. But can we just do a first inning?
I actually like, the Mariners are plus 220.
Jeez.
And they just called up.
They're facing Bueller.
Are they?
I think it's Walker Bueller.
They just called up the top prospect in baseball, or one of the top.
Really?
Jared, what's his name? Kellen
Schmangelingen?
Kellenich, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know him.
I don't know.
He's pretty good, though, it sounds
like.
Worth
looking at.
Okay, we can do that. All right, today, I'm going to clip your mic here, Trevor, as you get ready to parlay some stuff in there. Today, we talked about this in the first segment. Chester Frazier met with the media, as did Brad Underwood. First time Brad has met since the news of Orlando and Chen leaving. How was his mood?
He was in a pretty good mood.
Okay.
For the most part. Now, he did understand the seriousness of some of the questions that people were asking him. And look, we didn't bombard him and say,
right,
what's wrong with your program, Brad?
Or, right,
like
right,
you said.
That's fair.
Lon says he's kind of stink a little
bit.
Yeah,
do you smell?
No. But there are inquiring minds about what's going on and what's going to be next. And he addressed all of that. He talked about what the plan is going forward with Chester, when he'd ideally like to have his full staff solidified, which I'll tip you off with the answer by the end of the month, because okay, in June you're going to have coaches being able to go out and recruit and also host prospects on campus. So it was kind of a bit of a state of the union with a lot of moving parts here in the last month.
And I would assume you'd want to get guys in there that you are comfortable with, correct? You spend a lot of time with these assistants. And let's be honest with you, when it comes to athletics at any level or coaching at any level, there's egos. And when you are in Orlando Antigua, I'm not saying he had one. It sounded like Brad and him got along swell. But, you know, there are egos in a room, and sometimes you're not comfortable going against another one. But the other part of that, Derek, you don't want a yes man. You don't want somebody that's just automatically, oh, yeah, Brad, that's perfect. Let's do that. Let's play zone against that team. I mean, you don't want that either. So it has to be not just what has this coach been doing recruiting? What is this coach, you know, is he a big man's coach, et cetera? It also has to be a fit. And that's why this takes a little bit of time. But obviously, Brad Underwood knows a lot of these coaches. And he probably in his mind has an idea of guys that he thinks would fit well in terms of meshing with him. And we're going to get to a quick soundbite here that he said on about Chester Frazier when he bumped Eric Gordon.
No questions about how he's going to mesh.
No, I don't think there's any doubts about that. So that's another thing that I think he looks at as we go. So the one thing we do want to play before we get to Brad's entire conversation is Jeremy Warner had posed the question, do you feel like Chester Frazier, with his intensity and the way he played at Illinois, it seems like he would mesh pretty well with you. And Brad Underwood countered with this.
Hey, damn, the half court handshake with Eric Gordon, are you shitting me? I mean, he blasted that dude. You don't think that didn't fit with me?
Boom. I love
that. That's such a great quote.
And wasn't that his second S-bomb? Oh, no.
Of the day?
No, of earlier. No, it wasn't.
I hope not, because I only went through and bleeped out one thing in this presser.
It was this from earlier.
What the hell?
Yeah, that one. Okay.
No, it was the you guys don't know.
Oh, that's what it was.
I think that's on there, too.
No.
Maybe not. I don't see it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see it anymore. What's IDC?
Who cares? I don't care.
Who cares? So really, Georgie's still up 5-1 in the
5-1
in the S category. So Brad's got more time.
And Derek Harper's off in a different stratosphere
with Simon Cianovic.
That's right.
He and Cianovic tied on that category. All right, here's what we're gonna do. Brad Underwood, 22, almost 23 minutes of Brad talking today on a Zoom meeting with the media.
Good to see everybody. Everybody's enjoying a little sunshine today. Very, very excited to have Chester coming on board. This is a young guy that obviously all of you know, or most of you, from his playing days, and a guy that has accelerated his coaching career and his status in this profession. And he's been very blessed. He became an assistant coach at the Power Five level at the age of 25, and has been in it 10 years. Been involved with some great coaches and a lot of success. And obviously, he's taken the formula that was his, the way he played, his aggressiveness, his passion, and that has translated into the coaching world. And it was very exciting for me. I've very much been looking for someone that's got a vested interest in Illinois basketball. And helping us win championships. There was nobody better than him in my eyes in terms of his success, his ability to recruit, his ability to coach, motivate young people. We have a lot of the same qualities, and it's exciting to see somebody that has sweat equity in a program and now gets to come back. One of the great things that I take a lot of pride in as a coach was I got to spend some time back at my alma mater as an assistant coach and help elevate that program. And Chester's got that same feel, that same passion and drive. And it was very, very evident. I've got a tremendous amount of respect for Mike Young. Chester's love for Mike was very evident, made it very difficult in this process. And Mike's an excellent coach, done a great job at Virginia Tech in his couple of seasons. So we're excited to have him and feel very, very fortunate to find somebody of his qualifications and obviously a guy that loves the orange and blue and has followed it really throughout his whole career. So excited to have him on board, and it's a great day for Illinois basketball.
Hi, Coach. A lot of turnover on the staff here, in the off season, and it comes at a time when recruiting is kind of at the forefront, and the dead period's ending on June 1st. How have you approached this in terms of a seamless transition into still working on the same kids that Orlando and Chin were recruiting?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that you know, is goes along with success. You know, I think that Orlando and Chen, you know, were fantastic in helping us build this and side by side. I think the days of maybe coaches at this level, you know, being in one place too long or over, they're either going to get head coaching jobs or, you know, in this case, you know, having to be Kentucky. But I think it's one of those situations. It's very unique. But yeah, I always, you know, I pay as much attention to coaches and how they interact and who I like when I'm on the road. You know, our situation is obviously much different now than it was 4 years ago when we took over. So you're looking for the right fit. You're looking for the things that can help you grow at another level. And Chester's passion and obviously playing here and having the success he did was exactly what we were looking for.
Yeah, along those lines, if you could elaborate a little bit, is there, in filling these vacancies, or is there a specific profile that you're looking for? You know, are you looking for guys who develop players or more for recruiters or a little bit of both?
Yeah, all the above. I mean, our guys, you guys have been around me. You know, our guys are active in practice. They coach. You know, I think that's, you know, I think that's one of the things that I demand from a staff is that they're not just a recruiter. I think it's really important that I like them. You know, I'm never going to hire a guy for a player or any of that. I think it's the relationship piece is a big part of our program. Doug, I think that was you saw that evidence of how that rubs off on our players and our locker room and our camaraderie and our culture. And, you know, first and foremost, it's about finding the pieces that fit our culture. yeah, then they've got to be able to do their job at both ends, and that's recruiting and coaching. So, again, it was very, very evident that, Chester was and is elite at both of those things. And, you know, the success that they had at Kansas State, the success that they had at Virginia Tech. And, again, it doesn't take just one person. It takes everybody. And Chester was a big part of that.
Some of the guys on the previous staff, they spent a lot of time recruiting in lots of different areas across the country and even internationally in some of their cases. How important is it for you to have an assistant that isn't pigeonholing themselves into just one area with the connections and the relationships they have?
I think every coach that we talk to has got places that they feel comfortable. And, you know, you go and you recruit those areas and you can find contacts in different parts of the world, different parts of, you know, everybody has had success in recruiting or they don't get to this level. And you know, they always have a little bit of a niche, whatever it is, but, that'll continue. And, you know, Chester's got the people that he likes and knows, and, you know, our brand is extremely strong. That's one of the biggest changes in the last 4 years is our brand now has some meaning nationwide, worldwide. And, you know, I think that's something that we can continue to sell in all corners of the world.
You mentioned a little bit earlier, Chester having quote sweat equity in the program. How much do you think that can help him on the recruiting trail with his connections and his passion for this place?
If I'm any indication, and I know how it was with me, a lot, and he's a lot better. He's a lot better than I was in terms of the player and you just have, he has tremendous passion for this place and man, we sell passion. We demand it. So there's no doubt that will be a prominent piece of everything he does on the recruiting trail.
Hey, Coach, hope you're doing well. In these opening weeks of the job for Chester, what's been your guidance or direction? What do you want him to focus on? And what are you guys looking at here in these first few weeks of him being in Illinois?
Well, there's so many different things that have to happen when somebody takes over. I always worry first and foremost about, you know, his family and making sure that, you know, there's a house to sell. There's kids involved. There's a spouse, there's comfort. And yet, you know, you've also got a job to do. And, you know, that's, you know, contact with recruits. Today's world, you know, he loves Mike Young. It's also making sure that the exit there is handled properly. But, you know, he's coming at a time when most of our guys are gone and out of town. You know, finals are wrapping up, so there won't be a lot of face-to-face with our guys at this point. But it's, you know, those will all be phone calls that will have to happen, generating recruits, talking about the next level of recruits. And then as we move forward, we'll start talking continually about June, having unofficial visits. I think we've got, you know, a timeline coming up here. We'll find out exactly what the summer recruiting looks like. But, yeah, and we'll just continue to build from there. So it's not a one-ended thing. There's multiple things. It's very, very hectic for him at this point. You know, he's handling it great on a lot of fronts, from family to the recruiting and the getting to know the current players.
You mentioned the qualifications that you like Chester and the vested interest. What else are you prioritizing as you work to fill out the rest of the staff?
Yeah, and I think it's guys who want to be and help Illinois win. And I think it's, you know, I think it's I look for the character piece a lot. I look at the familiarity with our program. I look at guys that are not just about tons of calls about, you know, I can bring this guy or that guy, or, you know, I've got no interest in that. I've got guys that that I know and that I like, and we'll communicate with those guys again, just try to evaluate how they fit our culture. And it's not just a random pull them out of a hat and this is the guy that comes. It's very selective. I try to keep it pretty close to the vest in this process. But again, it's got to be the right fit for Illinois and people who want to genuinely help us win Big Ten championships.
Hey, Brad, those of us who watch Chester as a player probably aren't surprised you and him meshed philosophically. You know, he's such a hard player, you know, toughness. He's all about the everyday guy. How much did you know about that, or how quickly did that come through, and how important was that in bringing him on board?
Hey, damn, the half court handshake with Eric Gordon. Are you shitting me? I mean, he blasted that dude. You don't think that didn't fit with me? We're rocking right there now. Those are the connections you got to have. That's the vibe. And that's the, you know, when you're trying to put the right pieces together, you know, you look for guys with that fire and that passion, and then you combine that with the orange and blue and the, you know, the love for a university. And this is the day that the tennis and golf won Big Ten championships. He texted me, and I was following the golf on my phone, and he texted me that they'd won Big Ten championships. I mean, that's how much this guy loves orange and blue. And so, and the personalities fit. He's a great defensive mind, and that fire and that passion or something that resonate with me a great deal.
What do you think he adds as a defensive presence, you know, guy who excelled at the defensive level for your younger guys and obviously even, you know, DeMonte and Trent as they come back?
Yeah, I think he's a guy that understands it. He gets it. He's very dialed in on that end of the court. He, you know, it's something that he takes a lot of pride in and knows how important it is. He's been with guys, with coaches that have been very good there, yet he's willing to want to expand and do some different things and has different ideas. And, you know, but at the end of the day, there's a toughness and a grit that, is just something that resonates with him and it does me. And it's why we had success this year. And he's great at it. And he passes that on to young guys as a way to really be effective as a coach.
Hey, Brad, if I'm right that this is sort of like a crossroads for you at Illinois, where at the same time you know, you're moving on without your best couple players and also having to rebuild the staff a little bit. That daunting. What is your disposition toward that challenge at this time? And in a greater context, is it just sort of harder to stay there than it is to get there once you, you know, once you raise a program like this?
I don't know. I did it at SFA. I don't, you know, I mean, I believe me, the climb's hard. You know, everybody, we're going to find out. I think the one thing that you're doing is you're in a league with great programs, great coaches. You know, you know, people are always coming after you and they have great players. And so, yeah, I mean, it's you know, we're not going through any of this if we finished 8th or 10th or, you know, you guys are probably talking to somebody else, you know, truth be told. It's the way the world's going to be with the transfer portal. It's the way the world's going to be when you get good. You better have pros or you're not getting good. So I don't think that this is a crossroads. I just think it's the new norm. And players are going to come and go at a rate. Good players are going to go pro. You know, coaches are going to move on when you're successful. You know, guys are going to become head coaches and move. I just, you know, I think if you have coaches, you know, I'll be shocked in 3 years if Chester's not a head coach someplace. You know, I think that's the new norm and I've accepted that. I'm ready to go with it, but I'd much rather be doing it from, the position we were in winning 16 games than trying to do it from the bottom.
Coach, in your first 4 years, you talked a lot about culture. You've said that word probably more than any other. And these two assistants that just left were the two that had been with you at the beginning. And over those 4 years, you know, you built from, you know, 12-win team to 21 wins to a one seed. And you kept pointing back to that culture. It's built. It's building. We're getting there. We're building what we want. Does losing those two hurt as far as that culture? How do you maintain what you've been talking about with two guys who've kind of been there from the beginning leaving?
Sure. I would be foolish to say that those guys did a great job. I mean, they're terrific people, and it's not about just the players that they brought in or the X's and O's that they did, or this scheme or that scheme, or that we talked about. It's overall, and it's having and adapting to my vision and the culture of our locker room and the personality. And you know, we never compromised on character, and we backed that up and the locker room, and those guys are terrific human beings, and they fit perfectly to what we were looking for when we knew we had to change this and turn it. So, you know, absolutely, they're a big part of it. We're in a different place, but the one thing that I'm never going to compromise is what our culture is about. One of the big changes is now we're a little more player led. Okay. And coaches don't have to do it all, you know, having a Trent, DeMonte, Jacob Grandison, you know, guys that have been through it those guys help establish with other players and the young guys. And so, you know, when we first got here, it was me coaching up a staff and a whole new team into what we were trying to do. And that doesn't happen overnight. But those guys were unbelievable. They're unbelievable human beings. They're going to be great, great friends for life. You know, I'm going to miss being around them every day. And not as coaches, but as people. And they all made me laugh, and we had fun, and that resonated through our locker room. You know, we're going to go out, and we made that step today with Chester and find guys that fit just like those guys do.
And in this transition period, do you lean on some of the other guys who are, you know, still part of your program, just non-recruiting assistants, Joey Biggs or Jeff Alexander? Are you leaning heavily on them to, you know, kind of carry that through?
Absolutely. Adam Fletcher, Paul Schmidt, our trainer, our academic people, everybody who touches our athletes is a big part of this. And you know, do people have to step up in times like this? Absolutely. And they have. And that's the beauty of surrounding yourself with really good people who are very capable of doing their jobs and stepping in when they need to.
Brad, do you look for another assistant to complement Chester? Like, how do you put that together with your other opening right now?
No, absolutely. That's the primary goal is making sure that we're on the same page. You guys all know I like different players in the recruiting puzzle. I like that in the staff puzzle. And you know, you go out and we had a Chicago piece, so to speak, with Chen and an EYBL coach, and then we had Orlando, you know, with his Dominican descent and his New York ties, and Stevens is a small town Kansas guy and went to school on the West Coast. So, you know, you've got all different pieces, and I love that. I love that. And then you get them into mesh and that becomes the beauty, I think, is I don't want like pieces. I want guys that are different, and we'll find that with the other guy.
What's your timeline? How quickly do you hope to have another guy in there?
I don't have one. When we get it done, we'll announce it. I mean, it's a constant. We've obviously got some timelines coming up with unofficials being back up in June, and we'll see what the new recruiting calendar officially looks like, you know, here in a few days. But we'll have guys in place by then. Where our guys are all gone. They're not around until, I think the second week in June. So, there's urgency, but there's not real urgency right now with guys gone.
And do you expect any more changes on your staff, whether assistants or support staff?
We'll see. Never know. Today's world, you never know.
And Brad, just I'm curious for you, as Chester kind of moves on to a new staff, in your coaching career, how much did working for maybe a series of different head coaches kind of help you to kind of develop, you know, your style and system?
Tremendously. You know, I've always said the one thing that I always fall back on is winners. And I was so blessed as a coach. I mean, whether it was my high school coach, whether it was my year in junior college, whether it was Hugs, Frank, playing for Jack Hartman, they're all winners. And that's the one thing that I always go back to. You adapt your style of play to your personality and what you're comfortable with and what your team needs. And that is, again, one of the major attributes of Chester. I mean, he's won as a player, he's won as a coach, and I don't take that for granted. And you guys know it's been a big part of our recruiting over the years. An open turn this was recruiting guys that win, and that doesn't get near enough play in the recruiting game, in my opinion, but it's very important to me.
Hey, Coach, I had one more for incoming players like Brandon and RJ, Omar Payne, where Owe or Chin might have been the lead assistant on them. What's communication been like with them? Have you gotten answers from some or all on what they plan to do? How are you navigating that process?
Yeah, communication. You know, and I think it's one of the things that, you know, the transfer portal has given some young people an opportunity to explore. I'll say that these guys have been great. They knew what they were getting into. Assistant coaches are like frontline workers. You know, they build the relationships, and in today's world, especially with the transfer portal, it's speed dating. You know, we don't have multiple years, you know, and I think one of the things that excited me with this group of guys is we knew what we wanted to sign in when this school year started. We've continued to recruit those guys because we knew they fit. And, so they felt very comfortable. And again, you just sure there's a certain transition, but the program is what it is. And those guys have all been great. And filling out applications and moving towards being here in June. And we're excited about that. And when we get staff hired, they'll build great relationships with them. And again, that's where, you know, the essence of the program and the vibe of the program hasn't changed.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana. Starting it over is what we do.
This is Diane Ducey. Now that I'm in the single digits of achieving my goal and being within and maintaining this weight loss, thanks to the compassionate coaching and smart science to transform my life and make weight loss simple, I am so grateful to the folks at Profile by Sanford over by AMC Theater in Champaign. You can go to the website profileplan.com with that code DD and get started. Get that free consultation. Call 403-9080 and see what Profile by Sanford can do for you.
This is Steve with Sherwin Nursery Landscape and Garden Center in St. Joe. Hey, have you ever considered planting a garden? With the current situation, this would be a great time to get you some tomatoes and some peppers and maybe some zucchini and squash and do it upright. At Sherwin Nursery, we grow all that stuff. So come on out and get you a good deal on some veggie plants, fruit trees, herbs, succulents, and all kinds of other garden staples. So come on down to Sherwin Nursery, 1/2 mile north of I-74 up the St. Joe exit.
Is your washing machine about to pump water onto your new hardwood floor?
Oh, no!
Is your refrigerator about to give up the ghost, costing you hundreds in spoiled meat?
That might also stink.
Now imagine, if you will, that home appliance is 4 years old, maybe three, heaven forbid only two.
Oh, the humanity of it all!
If only there was a local store that sold new appliances and fixed them as well.
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner and chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We've been repairing appliances in Central Illinois since 1977. Our own technicians, our own parts department, and most appliances come with our free 10-year protection plan.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you saved me.
There you have it, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Not just an appliance store, a store that fixes what ails your home appliance.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us. Get the whole store.
Service through trust, integrity, and respect. Hi, I'm Officer Walton with the Champaign Police Department. I'd like to invite you to join our team as an entry-level police officer. Serving the public is more than just a job. It's a rewarding career to help strengthen neighborhoods, safeguard public safety, and to work collaboratively with the diverse community we proudly serve. To learn more and apply for this exciting opportunity with competitive pay and benefits, please visit the Champaign Police Department's website. Are you up for the challenge? Apply now.
Make Flooring Surfaces your first stop for new floors in Champaign. Porcelain tiles, hardwoods, laminates, waterproof vinyls. Flooring Surfaces has hundreds of premium choices in stock that you can take home today, along with all the grouts, mortars, adhesives, and trowels you'll need to get them all installed. Our flooring pros provide expert advice and design assistance free of charge. And you'll find sale pricing on dozens of options, so it's easy to find your perfect floor for less. See Flooring Surfaces today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Willow Pond Golf Club in Rantoul is open for a fantastic season of golfing, gaming, good food, and great times. $30 on weekdays, $40 on weekends gets you 18 holes on a beautiful course, riding in brand new easy-go carts with discounts on tee times after 3 p.m. Seniors play for $25 Monday through Friday, and all active military and first responders play for $20 anytime. Willow Pond Golf Club is a great value for a memorable day of golf in Champaign County. Book a tee time today at willowpondgolf.com.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, cares deeply about your satisfaction, and carries cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans that you want to drive, look no further than Sarah Champaign. Sarah Champaign knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Allow them to demonstrate their commitment to excellence. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or find them online at sarahchampaign.com.
I'm Nikki Marini, doctor of physical therapy at the Mettler Center. Bring your cell phone up to your face instead of looking down at your screen. This little habit can help improve your posture and reduce repetitive neck strain. Sitting all day takes a huge toll on our bodies. set your phone or watch alarm to remind you to get up every half hour, even if it's just to take a quick walk around your chair. Adding a little movement regularly throughout your day can add up to make a big difference in your overall health. Please visit MettlerCenter.com for more details.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Okay, I'm going to admit you didn't hear a lot of us today, but I thought it was important to hear Chester Frazier and Brad Underwood both spoke to the media. I hope you enjoyed that. A lot of good stuff, good material out of that, including Brad Underwood just going all off. I love that. All right, we've already lost our Cubs bat.
We did. A couple of good reads, at least early indications. Alzolay's mowing him down.
Man, he's got four Ks already. Bieber has two. But Rizzo, first pitch double, start the second inning. Contreras, first pitch single, ruined our scoreless after first and second. So we're already done. We're done. That's how easy it is.
You going to share how we're using the Cardinals?
Yeah, here's what we're doing on the Cardinals side. Did we agree to the last part? Real quick.
Go ahead.
Cardinals win, Goldie hit, Wong hit, and a draw in the third inning?
That's optional.
Okay,
for those out there.
That's optional.
We also have Cardinals money line, Rays money line, Angels money line.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Cardinals, Rays, Angels. Yeah. All right, those are the two things. We got to get out of here.
See ya.
I'll see you tomorrow.